Welcome to episode 25 of HACCP Mentor Review. In this episode, the purpose of a GLASS register is discussed, along with identifying what should be documented on your sitemap, the weekly action item, and an area that is rarely identified as a potential source of foreign matter contamination. The latest updates on food poisoning outbreaks and food recalls are also covered. What should be on your sitemap? A documented sitemap is a pictorial representation of your actual food premises site. The majority of GFSI standards require that a sitemap be documented. Some examples of the things that should be documented on your sitemap include water supply outlets, electricity outlets, position of equipment, hand wash stations, exit and entry points, high risk areas, staff areas, floor drainage points, pedestrian traffic, truck movement and forklift traffic areas. These are just a few examples, so check your actual requirements by referring to your certification standard. GLASS, like any other foreign matter, can have an adverse effect on the consumer if eaten. Because of this, we need to know where all GLASS items are located within our food production area so they can be regularly checked. The purpose of a GLASS register is to document the location, type and quantity of GLASS present within your food production area. GLASS items can then be checked for integrity on a routine basis. GLASS items documented on the GLASS register can include things like light fittings, equipment gouges, windows, laboratory equipment, temperature dials and clock faces. For our food poisonings this episode, the issue with contaminated fruit berries continues with a report released by the CDC in the USA stating that 145 people have now been confirmed to have become ill from hepatitis A after eating the Townsend Farms organic antioxidant blend. The outbreak has been traced to contaminated pomegranate seeds. Meanwhile, the Alabama Department of Public Health continues to investigate a salmonella foodborne outbreak which has affected at least 67 people. There has been 5 confirmed cases of Salmonella Heidelberg. Consumers became ill after eating a meal served as part of a local funeral held at the Eastern Star Baptist Church in York. A timely reminder this week to review your raw material hazard analysis if you use nuts in any of your finished products. Packaged pistachios have been recalled due to the potential Salmonella contamination. So what's on your notice board? Information notice boards are a great way to keep staff up to date. Unfortunately, these notice boards can become a source of contamination if they are not controlled or if they are located within your food production area. Make sure that you have considered in your hazard analysis any of the fasteners used on these notice boards. These include things like magnets, clips, and metal pins. Having a record of the quantity of these items located on your notice board will help with the control of these potential hazards. This check can then be incorporated into your monthly GMP inspections. This episode's action item is to go around and check that all doors are adequately sealed and closed. By this I mean, check that all doors are closed and that there is no gaps around the door or under the door. A correctly closed and sealed door will minimise the chance of pests entering into your food production facility. Well, that is it for episode 25 of HACCP Mentor Review. Thanks for all of those who have posted feedback and comments over the previous weeks. I really appreciate it. Next episode, I'll let you know of a project that I've been working on that is hopefully going to make your life a little bit easier. Until then, I'm Amanda Evans from HACCPMentor.com.